Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly, the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. And then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." Well, it's a remarkable passage that we just read. Remarkable story where we see the disciples are in the boat. Jesus is with them, asleep in the back. And yet, as the storm came up, they were afraid, fearing for their lives. And so they woke Jesus up. Why were they afraid? Why did they still have no faith? I mean, it seems that they had all they needed right where they were. He was right there in the boat with them, within reach. And despite all the things they had seen him do, the miracles he performed, lives he touched and healed, they were still afraid in the face of the storm that had just hit them. They still didn't realize the power they had right there in their lives. Think about that for a minute. They had all the power they could ever possibly need right where they were, and yet they were terrified. They didn't believe. They didn't see the potential and power right where they were. They allowed themselves to become victims to fear, victims to outside forces they could easily have overcome with the one who was there with them. And as it turned out, they did overcome it with him. I had the privilege of doing some of the editing a few years ago for the book Role of a Lifetime by James Brown, written with my son Nathan. JB, as he is known, is a 3-time Emmy Award winner on CBS Sports, the NFL Today, and CBS Special Reports, and many other things he does in that regard, as well as so many other ventures, including being a founding partner of the Washington Nationals Major League Baseball team. He's an ordained minister, guest speaker at numerous organizations, including our own Impact for Living ministry, and he does so much for the youth of today, helping them to see all that they can be in life. If you haven't had a chance to read his book, Role of a Lifetime, please do. You will be blessed, lifted, and challenged. It is a wonderful, encouraging, and inspirational story of JB's journey and the people and the moments which molded, shaped, and guided him personally and professionally, all undergirded by his faith in Christ and all that Christ calls him to do with his life. There's one section of the book in the chapter entitled Lessons from Albertville. Albertville, France, by the way, was the site of the 1992 Winter Olympics, where JB, in dealing with the difficulties and problems that we face in life, briefly recounts in that portion of the book some of the notable moments in the journey for civil rights in the 1950s with stories about Rosa Parks and Jackie Robinson, Branch Rickey, and others. In one part in that section, he shared this. Quote, "They were people of all races, cultures and ethnic origins, gender and age, men and women, girls and boys, from all walks of life and diverse backgrounds, past and present heroes who followed their dreams, rose above their circumstances, and refused to allow themselves to be relegated to a victim mentality." Close quote. Instead of staying where we are, instead of living in fear, letting storms and difficulties which hit us define our lives, and allowing ourselves to become victims of our circumstances, JB in that section and others reminds us that even as others seek to help us, which is good, we must each do all we can to lift ourselves up from wherever we are, finding that power within us to live out the God-ordained purposes of our lives. And we often find the beginnings of that purpose and who God made us to be right where we are, right before us. In his book, Acres of Diamonds, Russell Cromwell tells the story of a man named Ali Hafid, a farmer who had lived on his farm for years with his wife and children. He had health and peace and was content with his life right where he was. Until one day, a priest visited him and talked to him of diamonds that he had seen sparkling like a million suns, the most beautiful things in all the world, and of all the places with white sands and tall mountains where they could be found. And so after hearing that, Ali Hafid became discontented with all that he had and had been satisfied with previously, and he sold his farm, left his wife and children with a friend, and set out to find those diamonds. For then he thought he would be rich, and then he would be happy and satisfied, and then he would really be content with his life. He searched the world over, looking for white sands and tall mountains, but found no diamonds. Then one day, broken, destitute, unable to see his family again, in a fit of utter despair and discontent with what his life had become, he threw himself into the sea and died. Meanwhile, the man who bought Ali Hafid's farm spotted an odd-looking chunk of black rock out on the property, took it home, put it on the mantle, and thought no more of it. Until one day, that same priest, came along again, the same one who had visited Ali Hafid years earlier, and whose talk of diamonds had sent Ali Hafid on his quest for something more in life. And as the priest looked at that black rock, he saw a flash of light emanating from a crack in that rock. Something shiny lay, he thought, beneath that rough exterior. A diamond. And more diamonds were found right there on that property, in an area that became the richest, greatest diamond mine in all the world at that time. Right there on that property that Ali Hafid had sold to begin his search for riches and happiness, contentment, and satisfaction. Right there beneath his feet was the richest diamond mine in all the world. And he didn't even see it or know it. He'd searched the world over to find contentment in life, to find meaning in life, always looking somewhere else. And all he found was frustration and disappointment, heartache, despair, failure, and ultimately death. You know, my friends, we're a lot like that at times. We may not want to admit it, but we often are. Maybe not as dramatic as Ali Hafid's story, but we spend years of our lives in all kinds of pursuits, seeking success and pleasure, fame and fortunes, to find happiness and contentment, when all the while it's right beneath our feet, right before us, if only we'll look and see, created by God for a purpose, to be the very best we can be with the life he's given us, right there and right before us. You and I know people with incredible God-planted opportunities and potential who spend day after day, year after year, never seeing that in themselves. And instead, they spend their lives searching for greener pastures or drowning in pools of self-pity as they allow themselves to suffer through storms that hit their lives, and they allow to hit their lives, always blaming their dilemma on someone else or on unfair circumstances or missed opportunities. They carry feelings of bitterness and hurt, guilt, anger, doubt, and worry for years, often just so they can have an excuse for their situation. It's not my fault. Someone else did it. While the dreams which God planted within their hearts are passed by and remain unfulfilled day after wasted day. Like the disciples in that boat, there is power on board right there, but they don't see it or claim it. And too often, we don't either. It's a new year. This seems like the perfect time to wipe the slate clean, to remember who we are, a wonderful creation of God, and where we are, all exactly how God planned it for us, and to commit that from this day forward, we will boldly step out with God to become all He created us to be and to live the life fully that He intended and created us to live with Him. And that no matter the past circumstances or experiences of our lives, no matter the storms which we faced or will face, God placed within each of us a purpose with all the potential we need, with His power within to step out and fulfill His dreams and plans for our lives for this particular time in history, and to make a difference and have an eternal impact in our world and in the lives all around us. And it begins right where we are, right there, noticing our own diamond mine within, and then with all that is before us that He's placed there for us to do and to be with Him. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank You for the reminder. Thank You for the story of Ali Hafid and the reminder to us that our diamond mines are right there. The power is within us, like the disciples had that power on the boat right there, and they knew what that power meant and could do. Help us to remember that as we move forward, that You are there with us, to be created us to be who we are, not somebody else, but who we are, with our gifts and abilities, potential, power, purpose, to have a life that You intend for us to have, to make a difference in the world around us, to find satisfaction and meaning in that life You gave us and created within us. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for the reminder. Thank You for all that You do. Thank You for the knowledge that we have that, as You have been in the past, You will be with us as we step out boldly into the future to be all that You call us to be, so that we might help others to be all that You call and created them to be. Thanks for loving us. In Your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.